One of just a handful of American distance runners picked as likely to medal this summer at the Olympic Games is transplanted Northwesterner Evan Jaeger. Jaeger's success in the steeplechase could draw new converts to this entertaining but slightly obscure track and field event. Already, Beaverton, Oregon has quietly become a hub of world-class steeplechasers, and that's where we find correspondent Tom Bonsi.
The 3,000-meter steeplechase has been part of the Summer Olympics for more than a century now, but American record holder Evan Jaeger says misunderstandings still crop up when he introduces himself.
When I say I run the steeplechase and you jump over barriers and they say, like, oh, like the horse racing event. Yeah, kind of.
Forgivable. The horse jumping and foot race share a name and 19th century origins in the British Isles. Today, the running steeplechase entails 7.5 laps around a track with 28 solid barriers and 7 water jumps along the way.
Then we have the other two Kenyans. Oh, he's fallen. There's a fall there and he's got 2 feet, but it's...
Even the best racers tumble occasionally, and everyone gets wet feet.
So it's Kenboy now in third place.
The event made an early impression on Jaeger.
Yeah, it looked different, it looked kind of weird, kind of cool, it looked fun, but I just never did it in high school.
Or in college either at Wisconsin. In 2009, Jaeger followed his coach west to the Nike campus outside Portland and became an accomplished professional runner. It wasn't until 4 years into his pro career he and his coaches decided to shake things up and actually try that weird, cool event.
I took to hurdling extremely quickly. It just felt, after probably 2 weeks of practicing, it just felt very comfortable to me and totally normal.
All right, whenever you guys are ready. Okay, these are 62.
Jaeger qualified for the London Olympics mere months after taking up steeplechase. It's now, 4 years later, he's 27 years old and aiming for a second Olympics, games in Brazil.
Beautiful. 62-3, 62-3. Perfect!
Jaeger trains with the Bowerman Track Club based on the Nike campus in Beaverton. The training group has come to include the number one, number two, and number four ranked American steeplechasers, plus the top Canadian man, along with a female Olympic steeplechase hopeful.
When you have such a strong group, people just want to join this group to train because you benefit from having really good training partners.
Jaeger's head coach is Jerry Schumacher. The coach describes Jaeger as a total natural at the steeplechase. He has the needed pop in his step and the athleticism of a basketball player.
You know, some distance runners can't, they try a layup and they can't, you know, a layup is uncoordinated and difficult for them. Those aren't the ones you want to be doing the steeplechase. You know, Evan can do a layup beautiful.
On the court, someone who can float through the air is cool. As for steeplechase...
I mean, did Evan make it cool? I don't know.
Even if more young people are drawn to the event by the success of the local pros, there are hurdles tougher than a steeplechase water jump.
Most stadiums don't have that already built, and the cost factor of putting it in would be too much for most high school programs.
Lisa Kelly is the athletic director at Kent Meridian High School outside Seattle.
And the other reason I don't think it would happen at the high school level is the risk management, because if you have a water hazard on property, now you have to take precautions.
Kelly says high school coaches do encourage promising runners to try the steeplechase at invitational meets on college tracks because a good time can draw attention from college recruiters.
Whether or not college kids are more excited about it because Evan made it cool, I don't know. We'll see.
I'm Tom Bonsi in Beaverton, Oregon.